The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 4 o'clock hour on a Thursday afternoon. Another wet, dreary Thursday afternoon. Joy and I this morning said, I wonder what the weather's like. And I pulled up the 10-day weather forecast for central Ohio. Thunderstorms. Saturday is going to be pretty nice. And then thunderstorms for the next 10 days, at least early this morning, for the next 10 days. Every day except Saturday is a pretty good chance of rain and thunderstorms. And I realize it's causing a lot of flooding. A whole lot of people have water in their basements. A lot of churches have been flooded. And I'm very sorry for that. It has been a weird, strange spring here in Ohio, hasn't it? But, well, weird, strange springs are semi-normal for Ohio. Anyway, it is wonderful to be with you today. Thank you for joining me. I don't say it enough, but I love this audience. I am so incredibly grateful for this audience. You folks are unbelievable, and I am just incredibly privileged to be on this side of the microphone, knowing that you are on the other side. Joy and I talk about it so often, about how wonderful you folks are and how you welcome Joy, my wife. Whenever we're out and about and we meet listeners, you make her, well, you make her feel as welcome as you do me, and I appreciate that, because we are Team Bernie. We say that all the time. We'll get something accomplished because we're not spring chickens anymore. You know, I do not feel my age, and I absolutely refuse to accept my age. So we'll accomplish something big. We'll high five and say, Team Bernie. That's the way we roll. I love this story. It is the results of a survey of the most popular worship songs being used in churches during the pandemic. Now, this is, and almost all churches have gone to online streaming, drive-in, but not in purpose. So this survey was put together by a company called Faith Life, pretty good size, well-respected company, and they did this in conjunction with some other organization. It's not important. It is a well-respected company that did this survey of online church services. And what were the most popular songs, the most popular music that churches used during this pandemic? The data was gathered between March 15th through the 31st and April 20th through May 10th. Quote, when most churches halted in-person meetings and were gathering online. You want to know what they were? The top songs? Number one, top of the list. the number one most popular song used in churches during this pandemic. It Is Well With My Soul by Horatio Spafford. Isn't that incredible? In comparison with times before, and I'm not sure exactly how they put this survey together, but It Is Well With My Soul saw a 68% increase in popularity during the pandemic and is at the top of the list of all songs used in churches across America. It Is Well With My Soul. And by the way, that's not the new version of It Is Well, which, by the way, I love. The new version, It Is Well, and I've forgotten who sang it, but I love that rendition. No, this is the old Horatio Spafford, way, way over 100 years old, It Is Well With My Soul. And most of you know the story. His children were lost in a shipwreck, and most of you know the story of how It Is Well With My Soul was written by Horatio Spafford. Number two, the second most popular song, Great Is Thy Faithfulness. Great Is Thy Faithfulness. Number one, It Is Well With My Soul. Number two, Great Is Thy Faithfulness. Then we get a little more contemporary. Number three, No Longer Slaves by Jonathan and Melissa Helser. Number four, Raise a Hallelujah by Jonathan and Melissa Helser. Number five, See a Victory by Chris Brown. Number six, The Solid Rock. Number seven, one of Joy and I's favorites, You Never Let Go. Number eight, Yes, I Will. Number nine, Cornerstone by Edward Mote. And number 10, He Will Hold Me Fast by Matthew Merker. But number one, It Is Well With My Soul. Number two, Great Is Thy Faithfulness. It is time for my plea again. It's been quite a while. Let me preface what I'm about to say by saying I love a lot of the new stuff. Chainbreaker, Waymaker, love it. There's a lot of the new stuff I really like. I am really blessed by a lot of the contemporary music if it says something. Now, a whole lot of it doesn't say anything. It's lollipop. It's cotton candy. It doesn't say anything. It's worthless repetition. You say the same words over and over and over and over again, and you get all hyped up in the emotion, but it doesn't say anything. Count me out on those, okay? But there are a lot of the new stuff I really like. With that said, folks, please, 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 I beg you, I beg worship leaders, I beg pastors, we cannot lose the heritage and the legacy of our hymns and gospel songs of the past. We can't. We can't lose it. A great deal of our theology is wrapped up in the old gospel songs and the old hymns. We can't lose them. And I want you to think about this. Many of the songs of the church have survived for 100 years, 200 years, 300 years, 400 years. Some of the great hymns of the faith have survived 500 years until now. And I want you to think about that. Many of the great hymns of the faith have survived for centuries because of their depth, because of what they say. And this is the first generation that in many cases have abandoned them. This generation will bear the responsibility of losing the heritage of our hymns and gospel songs. Now, did you hear me say I love a lot of the new stuff too? And I think we ought to use it because obviously every song we sing at one time was new. a hymn that's 300 years old. At one time was new. At one time that was contemporary. So I am not saying we don't use contemporary, we don't use new. No, 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 no. But please pass on the heritage of the great, and not just because it's old doesn't mean it's good. There are a lot of the old stuff that was junk too. So just because it's old doesn't make it good. But so many of the hymns and gospel songs have survived for generations or even centuries because of their depth. They are profound in their meaning, in their doctrine. You actually have to think in order to sing them. I mean, you do. You have to look at the words. You have to meditate on them to understand what's being said. That's a good thing. So get this. The first number one, number two songs most popular in churches during this time of crisis. Not the new stuff. Two really old established hymns of the faith.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
You're listening to Bob Burney Live. I assumed you knew that, and it wasn't an accident. Anyway, whether you knew it or not, welcome. I'm delighted to welcome you to the program. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And I've got all kinds of stories to share with you. I've even got a story out of France. Did you know that Planned Parenthood may have to pay back $80 million of money that they had no right to? Yeah, I've got that story. I got a bunch of stuff. But first, we're going to go to the phones, and I've got Jack over in Worthington. Hey, Jack, you're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome. Thanks for calling, Jack.
Oh, hello, Bob.
Hello,
you
Jack.
Know, I like great old hymns, too. One of my they sang it in our church all the time. Taken from the Song of Solomon's too. There's a lily of the valley, the Friday morning star. And then another one, there is power, power, wonderful working power in the blood of the Lamb. You know, when you think of those great hymns like that, you know, you just want to shout.
Yeah. You know, we used to see when I was a kid, we used to sing, there's power, 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 wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, 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 wonder-working power. Yeah, those were great days, Jack.
Have you noticed, you know, this lady governor, so-called governor in Michigan that was attacking the churches, wanting to close them up? You notice they've had there's been an increase in this Ocala 19, and not only that, about the flood, 9 feet of water. There's a lot of water there.
Yeah, there's a lot of water, Jack. A lot of people have water in their basements. A lot of churches have flooded basements. And other than Saturday, there is rain forecast for at least some part of the day for the next 10 days. We live very close to Hoover Reservoir, and it is as high as I have ever seen it. It looks like we're going to have record rainfall for this May. We're not going to have a drought anytime soon. That's for sure.
Well, Jack, I used to fish Hoover a lot.
Really? My kids, my son is quite a fisherman. He used to fish over there quite a bit. I am the world's worst fisherman. I am terrible. I am a terrible fisherman.
We used to fish for walleye up there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, Jack.
A friend of mine who's Pentecostal, he and I both fished up there.
Yeah, Yeah.
He worked midnight, and I worked afternoon.
Always good to talk to you, Jack. God bless you.
Okay, God bless you.
All right, you as well. You as well. You know, back to the things of the hymns. And I know I'm going a little overboard on this, but I want people to understand. I do not believe that the only songs you can sing are 100 years old and you have to sing them accompanied with a pipe organ. I don't believe that at all. And I don't want to live in the past, okay? I have no desire to go back and live in the past. But with that said, I have been in worship services, church services, where the congregation just lifted the roof with some of the great old songs. I don't see that anymore. I really don't. One of the things that troubles me a great deal about churches today is audience participation, congregation participation. Now, praise God, it's not that way at the church that Joy and I are members of. There's a great deal of congregation participation. But in many, many churches, you have a praise band up on the platform, and they're putting on a performance. I know that sounds judgmental, and I hope it's not judgmental. It's an observation. It is a performance. Now, how do I know it's a performance? Because the entire reason why they are up on the platform, the stage, or whatever you want to call it, is to lead the congregation in worship. So, if they are up on the stage and the platform, and they're wailing away, singing and playing, and you know, and you look around, and very few people are participating, actually singing, actually getting involved, it's a performance. There's very little interaction in many cases. And like I said, we will never go back. We can't turn the hands of the clock back, and that's not my desire. But we can teach, train our congregations that corporate worship is exactly that. Corporate worship. It's participation. And I don't think we have to go back to only the hymns and the hymnal to accomplish that. I don't think we have to. But I do long for the days when the entire congregation would just lift the roof in singing. It is rare. I see it occasionally, but it's rare. And it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. I have no opposition at all to a praise band. If they're good, I have seen some really, 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 really bad praise bands. I mean, really bad. If they're good, I have no problem. As long as they are initiating worship from the congregation. If they're just up there wailing away, singing away, and nobody is participating, they're not leading in worship. They're performing. That's not what worship is about. It is not. It is not. All right. The old fuddy-duddy is going to go take a nap, and then I'll be back.